We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Tzadik Tesam Beis, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah, right in the middle of Daf Tzadik Tesam Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Shnei Shulchanos hoyu b'ulam mibifnim. We just learned this before. There were two Shulchanos that were inside the Ulam. The Ulam was a structure that was in front of the Heichal. The Heichal is where the Mizbeach Hazov, Shulchan and Menorah were there, and behind that was the Kotche Kotchim, where the Aron was there. Kodesh Kodashim was the Aron was there. But in front of the Heichal was the Ulam. In the Ulam, there were two tables. B'fim, a Pesach Abayis. By the Pesach Abayis, Pesach of the Heichal, Echad Shel Shayish, one was made out of marble, but Echad Shel Zav, and one was made out of gold. Now, I can ask you, said before Shel Kesef. So we spoke out, Rashi says that it was really Shel Shayish. It just looked silver, and therefore we called it silver. Al Shel Shayish noistim lechem upon him. On the Shayish one, you put lechem upon him, b'chnis sasoy. When you went in, you put it on the gold table when you left. Shemayim Mekarish, don't read them, because you go up a step and you don't go down a step. Now, Rashi says, why do you have this table here? The whole table was here to show Shemayim Mekarish, let me read them. And already all the Mefarshim asked, what do you mean? It's a stira. Rashi Yom Avalf said, the reason is that you have a table there is to rest. You want to rest. That's why you have a table there, not Shemayim Mekarish. So, I want to tie in a tarot. It doesn't stem with Rashi so good, but maybe like this, that about you have a table there to rest. But the question is, why don't you just make them all shells up? Teretz, you know, the basic mission is penalty of money. Make them all shells up. Teretz is to advise Ma'am Karas of Redim. That's what Rashi means. Rashi means to say is that the reason why it was made out of Shayish is in order to show that Ma'am Karas of Redim. Zok the Mishta Vaita. The Echad shells up, and inside the Heikel you had Shlomo HaMelech's Shulchan, you have Moshe Rabbeinu's Shulchan, shells up, Mephnim, Shalav Lechman Parm Tom. Now, how do you remove the lechem upon him? The loch is, from the Torah, that on Shabbos is when you set up the lechem upon him, and then you remove it on Shabbos as well. So you remove the last week's, and you put on this week's lechem upon him. You baked it on Friday, and you put it onto the shulchan on Shabbos. It says, V'yem HaShabbos Yaroich, Oysa. You put it on Shabbos. Now, they didn't want to leave this off even for a second. Because the pasuk says, "When asat al shulchan lechem upon him, fanai atomid." It has to be the fanai atomid. So what they did was, "Abak kanim nechnasim." Four kanim walk in, shnayim biyad b'shnei starim. Two of them are holding six chals each. Shnayim biyadam shnei bezichim. Each one's holding one bazach of frankincense. V'arba makdim l'freim. There's four kanim in front of them. Altogether, eight kanim. V'arba makdim l'freim. Shnayim litol shnei starim. Shnayim litol shnei bezichim. Two of them to remove the two rows of six chals. Piles of six chalas, and all the two to remove this two bezichim. Hamachnisim oim de mitzafim. They go on the tzafin side, which is the right side of the shulchan. Rashi says that this mishnah is stomach like the man yomah hold. The shulchan was mi mizrach lemayriv. The length was mizrach lemayriv. So picture the shulchan, it's a rectangle. The length is going like the length of the heichal. You walk into the right side. The ones who are going to place them on are on the right side because the right side is always more kaddish. That's the tzafin where you do shchita. So they went on the tzafin side. Hamachisim oindem mitzafo in ofneim ledarim, but hametzim the ones who take it off oindem bedara in ofneim mitzafin. So the ones who are putting it on face they stand mitzafin facing darim, facing you know towards the menorah, and they're going to put it on, push it on, and the other ones take it off. Hametzim oindem bedarim ofneim mitzafin elu moishchim. These the four that are taking off pull the elu menichim. The other ones put it on. And they're touching each other as they're going off. So the shulchan never loses its lechem. Oh, so good kasha. The other one has a good kasha. The alchayra, it has supports. How in the world they take this off? If you remember any picture of the shulchan and every gemara, there were these supports going across the length on both sides, two supports on each side. So how in the world they take it off and put it back on? It's like a problem with tears. How do you put your hand through the wall? What's going on over here? It's a very good kasha. So Rishash asks his kasha. The Rishash, on the Mishnah right here, he said like this, small Rishash. Val karkach zok the Rishash, ha yinoitlim asnifim tchila. He took him off first. Oysim dalid, shabal reikonim tos hishonim. So, they took it off. Who took it off? The ones who weren't holding the piles, obviously. Because the other ones are holding. Freight took the kasha. What do you mean? You now take honom off on Shabbos, the walls you're allowed to take off? Zok the Rishash, mashma dalim le gozru isa tiltuk malak honom leil. Must be wearing guys there's a tiltal on those. You have to know exactly pshat. I guess it wasn't boina, it wasn't tiltal. You have to know, but it's a murder, the Akasha, and a very important question. And the Rishash seems like, you know, over here on the page, for sure, the first one to Bavaran the question, and he says, what happened to the Snifim? There it is, it must be the one who had empty hands took it off. This is a sheet of a Tanakhama that has to be constant. The lechem upon it constantly on the table. Even if they take off, and then a few hours later, the other ones come, put it back on, it's also called Tamid. That's called Tamid. Tamid does not mean 24 hours, 7 days a week. Tamid means every day and every night. So to Mishnah Vayta, Yatzu v'nosnum al Shulchan Azav. They walked out, they put it down on Shulchan Azav, so they have ulam, they put on the ulam, k'tira b'zichim, they marked there the frankincense, the b'zichim, the levayna, v'achalos m'sachalakas l'kahanim. The chalos were split up now and divided between the kahanim. Chal yemekpurim leis b'shabes. Now you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So what do you do with the chalos? So chalos was chalakos la'erev. That evening, Motzi Yom Kippur, they break the fast and lechem upon them. Chalos b'erev Shabbos. Let's say Yom Kippur lands b'erev Shabbos. So the chalos you eat on Shabbos, not a problem. But the sarash yemekpurim. Now, Sar Shem Kippurim was not the Sar Bifnim that was burnt. The Sar Lazazel was broken up, but there was a Sar Lechat, Sar Lechatas that was a Musaf. So the Sar had to be eaten. Now, a regular Yom Kippur, you ate a Matzah Yom Kippur. But the problem is, if your Kippur lands on Friday, Matzah Yom Kippur is Shabbos. Now, you can eat, you're allowed to eat meat on Shabbos, of course, but you can't cook meat on Shabbos. What do you do now? You can't cook it on Yom Kippur, you can't cook it on Shabbos. What do you do? So Sar Shem Kippurim Nechal Erev, you eat it that evening, which is Friday night. And the Bavliim, those Kanim from Bavl, used to eat it chai because they were Dayt of Yafa. They were not too picky, and they were considered, it's not such a like a pleasant thing, but they ate even raw meat, completely raw meat. They ate that on Friday night, and we'll speak out Tais soon and see if it was a mitzvah to eat it like that, because it's not really Derech Chila. But we'll see soon. We'll talk about Tais about that very soon. That is our beautiful Mishnah. Talk to Gemara. So first Gemara is on a handle, just Rabbi Yossi Shita, and bring out different things, different ideas from Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi Shita is that Lefanai Tom does not mean that the Lechem upon have to be constantly on the Shulchan. Tanakhama said it has to be constantly on the Shulchan. Therefore, when the two Kanim removed it, the other two Kanim placed it on the table at the same exact time. Mashiach Rabbi Yossi says, no, as long as it's there, part of the day, part of the night, that's enough. Even if you took off the old chalas in the morning, in the evening, the words of lechem upon the fun I told me it's in front of me constantly. It means so y'all in shulchan like lechem. Shulchan shouldn't be overnight without lechem. That's what it means. If someone learns only one parak in the morning, parak in the arvus, and one parak in the evening, this is a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua where it says like this. It's the beginning of Yeshua. It's the parak aleph. It says liyomush sefer atayra zem epicha vegise ba yoyimam v'laylo leman tishmar lases kechol akosavoy. Then you'll be matzliach and you'll be smart and you'll know what to do. So the pasuk says that it says in the pasuk. So zok the gemara, that's considered loyomush atayra picha, because just like by tamid it means, you know, once by day, once by night, it's enough tamid. Loyomush also is enough. One parak by day, one parak by night, that's enough for loyomush. Even a bigger chiddush. I feel like Kar Adam al Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arves Kayim Loyomish. If you a person read only Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arves, he's Kayim the Pasuk Loyomish. But Vadov is a Oslam for Am Aretz. You can't say in front of Am Aretz because he won't teach his kids Torah, and for himself as well. But for himself, he's a lost case. But he'll definitely say, "Oh, Kveitim Torah." Yeah, I say Shema. So therefore, don't tell in front of Am Aretz. But Rav Am a mitzvah of Am Aretz. Actually, a mitzvah sefer of Am Aretz. Why? Rashi two pshat. One pshat is that if we're saying when loyom sefer Torah picha is a kiyum, just by Kriya Shema, what's it in the pasuk? Oz tasliach es derochecha. The best thing you tell Am Aretz is that somebody's a skula, and if you're tasliach kol derochecha, we're saying Kriya Shema, he say, "Oh, I want to do more." He loves skulas. You know, you tell him a skula, that's good to go. So therefore, he'll learn even more Torah, because you tell him, look, he gets a big schar just for Shema. Imagine he gets schar for learning more Torah. So that's why it's a mitzvah la'amra. That's one pshat Rashi. Another pshat Rashi is it looks like this. He said, look, the Tamid Chacham, they learned the whole day, even the Kurdish Mizrach with Kriya Shema. There must be something that I don't know about. It must be there's a lot of schar. Therefore, the Rabbah says, it's a mitzvah to tell my Aharon. It's a really yaitz with that, but look how much they do. Look what the Tamid Chacham do. It looks like much more schar. That's the second shot of Rashi. Okay. Shal ben Dama ben Achoisoi shel Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's nephew asked him a question like this. Goyan ni, shlamati kol Torah kula. I already finished the whole Torah. Mao lomo et chokma zivanas. Can I learn chokma zivanas? Karolov mikra hazeh. He read him this pasuk. It says, lo yomu shefa atar hazeh mepicha, ve'gise boy yoimon v'layla. He says, lo yomu shefa atar hazeh mepicha, ve'gise boy yoimon v'layla. You have to learn it the whole day and the whole night. Say a b'dayuk shosh en lo yoimon v'layla. If you find the time, it's not a day or night, then no problem. Obviously, like Rashi points out, there is no such thing as not day and not night, and therefore you can't learn Vavonis. There's a little bit of a problem here, that there's a Gemara in a few places in Shas that says that there was a takhana that you're not allowed to learn Chachmas Yivonis. It came with the story with the Chazir. We had it ready in Menachos, actually in Samach Dalet on Beis, and it's a Gemara in Bava Kama, it's a Gemara in Soita, that says that they asserted to learn Chachmas Yivonis. So forget about the problem of Bittul Torah here. What happened to the Isser to learn Chachmas Yivonis? What happened to that Isser? It says there in the Gemara, reading more Samad Alam Beis, it says that after that story, Ba'is Shah Amru, Oroshi Gadal Chazir, Va'oroshi Yilmad B'noi Chachmas Yivonis. So the Shaila is, here it's Masmav, wouldn't be a problem of Bittul Torah, you can learn Chachmas Yivonis. And even more, the Gemara's master, the Samad Yom here, we'll see in a second, that even argues maybe, that holds that the Pasuk is not referring to that, it sounds like Kalim Chavos Zivonis. Sefer Tosis before, one of the suits of Mar, that Hainu Heche the Ikad Tzorich, the Shema Yikarv L'Malchus, that if you carve L'Malchus, you're allowed to learn L'Chavos Zivonis. Then the Shai was a bit of Torah. But this is there is sometimes when there is a heter as the Aror to learn L'Chavos Zivonis. That's one Mahalach, another Mahalach says that was a Kaidim, this Gemara was Kaidim Akzero. But that's Tam. Tosfos here is Meramis to that Shiloh. Look at Tosfos. Mahalum. It says Tamev Chilah Yedei DeGazur Leha Leil Perashti. So I told you two truths. Either it was a Tzarech because they were close to the Malchus, or because there's Kedem Magzer. Don't worry about it. Please, Rav Shmuel Rachmani, Rav Shmuel Rachmani. Rav Yosef. Pasuk Zeh Einoi Loi Choy V'Loi Mitzvah. He learns this pasuk of Lo Yom Hashem V'Tarim B'Dav Picha V'Gitz V'Yom V'Layla is not a Chiyuv. It's not a command. It's a lebracha. Raka is Baruch Yeshua. He saw that by Yeshua, Torah was very chavut to him. Shneimar says in the pasuk that Yeshua did not leave Moshe's side. Mushar saw Yeshua, but no nalu yomesh techayil. Amalekar is Baruch Hu Yeshua. Kol kach chivik malachad v'Torah. You love the Torah so much. Lo yomesh sefer Torah zaman picha. Will not leave your mouth. It was a bracha. Tana very small. Divrei Torah lo yu lecha chayva. You shouldn't look at Torah like a chayva. Like, you know, like a job I have to take care of. You can't pat yourself from it. So Rashi's pshat is like this, that if a person says about the Torah, you know, he learns daf yomi, and it's a short daf, oh, gavaldik, I'm done today for 20 minutes. Then if you look at a chayv, I say, look at it, it's a chayv, yeah, I'm done. Now I could do whatever I want the rest of the day. He says, don't look at Torah like that. Torah is not something you pay up. Torah is something you try to learn anytime you could. And that, not that it's a chayva. That's Rashi's pshat. Like Rashi says, like this: Could odus a chayv? Imer mosay a friend when I paid up. After I'll be potter. I'm dumb. You shouldn't say either. Kach lo yom adam esh leperek echav. After I'll be potter. Shiata sharif sharif. You can't pat yourself from it. That's one pshat. Tosfos says very interesting pshat. It's like a Rasham shafal hirsh toyer and derech eretz pshat. Talk Tosfos like this. The middle Tosfos loy. Oy yesh afarish. Lo yu alecha chayva shloy tasek el behem. You shouldn't hold them pshat. It says Torah is not a chayva, that's the only thing you have to do. V'yatar shoy lift atzuchem hem shoy tasek v'am klal. He says like this. You el yofa talo Torah in our hearts. He says, Torah is not something, it should only be Torah, but also can't be only work also. Yofa Torah in our hearts, the person has to make a panasa, and he has to learn Torah. He has to know how to break it up, what to do, but you have to do both. You can't just learn Torah, because you have to also make a panasa. That's what it says. Tarim Darakharis. Whatever that means, you have to ask your own Hashkafik Rav exactly how to teach this. But there's the Indian of Tarim Darakharis. It comes from a Mishnah. But Hakaponim, this is what he teaches into the Gemara. and that this Torah with Derech Eretz together, and that's what it means, Chayva, there's not Chayva in the entire time, you could also do a little Parnasa. But then he says, no, you can't do only Parnasa either. You have to know the balance, and again, you have to find your own Hashkafa for this. Omar Cheskia, my Dichsit, what's behind the Pasik? V'af Hasischa M'pitza Rachav L'mutzach Tachta'a. The Pasik in Eiv, and Hasischa means someone who convinces you to do something. And we tarshin like the pasuk like this that bara a shloikem is karis baruch hu is basav adam. Karis baruch hu obviously is not even close to bris basav. Misav adam adam eisa chaver b'dachem b'dachem misa. Usually, if someone's convincing someone, usually convincing him to do something that's not good. That's lashon hasasa. But karis baruch hu meisa adam b'dachem misa b'dachem. He convinces him to learn Torah and he takes him from misa to chayim. Shneamar va'af hasisucham epitzar. He convinces you to get away from the pizza from the mouth that's very constricted. What is that? That's Gehenim. Megehenim shapir tzar. Gehenim has a very small opening. Why? Shashonot tzavar b'saycha. Top on out now. Because they want the smoke to stay inside, and that hurts the people inside. V'shem atayim amir will say k'shem shapir tzar kach kula tzara. That maybe since the top is small, the whole Gehenim is very small, and not so much room for everyone. Tavolayim no hemik herchiv. That's very big, unfortunately, and there's a lot of room for all the Rasham. V'shem ha-taymer le-melech le-hukhna. Maybe you'll say that for Talmud Chacham that was perished from the Torah, no Gehenim for him. No Gehenim. And Talmud Chacham is called a melech. The melech, in the Pasuk it says in Mishlei, Bei melechim imlechu, they call the melech. So maybe le-melech le-hukhna, Talmud Leima gam hi le-melech hukhan. The Gehenim is also prepared for Talmud Torah, for Talmud Chacham who leaves the Torah. V'shem ha-taymer ein ba-itzim. There is no itzim there to stoke the fire. Talmud Leimar, Medurasa eish ve-itzim harbe. A lot of itzim in this. There's all the one pasuk start on Eiv, one pasuk in Yeshaya. That it's full of itzim. A lot of itzim there. A lot of wood there to make the fire burn. V'shem ha-taymer zehu schara. Maybe if someone learns Torah, his schara will be, he won't go to Gehenna at least. No. Talmud Leimar, the pasuk says that no, he'll get v'nachas shulchan amalei dashen. The other pasuk where it says that Hashem is convinced him away from Gehenim, it says in the end of that pasuk v'nachas shulchan amalei dashen. Your shulchan will be full of dashen, full of schar, a vadi, a velka schar for learning Torah. But if someone learns Torah and perish from the Torah, he's not going to be saved from Gehenim. It said in the Mishnah, chal yom kippur lias b'shabbos and chal yom kippur lias b'erev shabbos. What happens then? The Sarah Musaf was eaten Matzah Yom Kippur. The problem is, Matzah Yom Kippur is Shabbos, because Yom Kippur was on Friday, and you can't cook it. It says in the Mishnah, the Bavlim used to eat it raw. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chanom Yechon, Loi Bavlim, they weren't Bavlim who ate it. Alechzandrium Heim. They were Alechzandrium. The Bavlim weren't so like low lives, they ate raw meat. It was Alechzandrium who ate it. Umutayach Shosoinim and Bavlim, since they hated the Bavlim, they called them Bavliim. Now, why dislike the Bavliim? Even the Jews, Bavliim, the Babylonians. Zog Taisus shouted like this. Taisus on top. He says, because since they didn't all come up and made Ezra, they were upset at them. The people in Eretz Yisrael were upset that after we built the second base of Mikdash, the Yidden in Babel did not come back. And therefore, we didn't like them. Now, Taisus speaks out, Umashim eskir moisom legenaya so oichlam es hasirim chayim. The mitzvah ka'avdi shlo yevoil de noiser. It's a mitzvah that shouldn't come to noiser. So first of all, the deacon Taisvis. There's no mitzvah achilas kach in this case because it's not really royal achila. But it's a mitzvah that you're making and shouldn't turn to noiser. So he's asking why are we disparaging them? They're doing a mitzvah. He says a fi shagilu atzmon k'moikin lochem chayim apachas shanim. The Mexican they always ate like that, and therefore it doesn't look good. And therefore we call them a name. Tayin amahachi that was really alexandriyim, not bavliyim. Tayin amahachi rois yoyim relo bavliyim heim alexandriyim heim. Mutayich shoshoyinim es bavliyim kari moisav hashem bavliyim. Tayin b'risa's clog that they weren't really Babylonians, they were really Alexanderonians, and therefore they were called bavliyim because they didn't like them. Rav Yehuda came from Babel. So Yehuda tenuach daiti choshen nach daiti. Hashem should make you feel better. You made me feel better because I thought you were calling me a Babylonian, calling us like chazayrim, you know. Fressers, that we eat like we have bad eating habits, and Baruch Hashem, we don't have bad eating habits. They hated the Bavloyim because of didn't go up to Ezra. I guess Rav Huda's family came up, so he wasn't so worried about that. But he wouldn't be called that they don't have any etiquette, and therefore he says, Shkoyf, make me feel better. that, thank you for making me feel better, that we are not chazerim like that, that eat raw meat. It's like Alexandrium, really, and just call them a vliyim because shayna my son.